Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the morning show, where we are here live at the Jackson City Library. So we're super excited to be here today, and we're going to do all kind of fun library stuff. And we are here with April and Roger. Hi, guys.
Hello, hi, everybody.
I only have one microphone, so we're just going
to... Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
So we've been reading kids' books to Roger and showing him pictures. He's very excited about that.
I learned all about leprechauns.
He learned about leprechauns. So, no, I didn't even... So it's been a while since I've been in the library. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Shame.
I know. Shame on me. Like, seriously, shame on me. But the cool thing is, you guys, number one, it is absolutely gorgeous in here. Coolest carpet I've ever seen, by the way. The Potter Room might take the cake, though. That's really cool. And you'll see that here in a minute. But, no, there's all kind of fun themes in here and the kids section. And there's glowing fish and all kind of fun stuff. And we're going to show you all of it here in just a little bit. So where are we going to start? Because April is kind of like, I'm just along for the ride. Like, April's kind of our host today.
That's not true.
She has worked very hard on this agenda that she has here.
That I whipped up in the last 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Slaved
hours
over it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Where would you like to start? Because you said you're only on here for a little bit, and then we're switching out.
That's true. My little bit might be over. So, because here at the library, it takes a team to get done.
He needs to get back to his leprechaun books.
And so... We will start out with, we've got several of our staff members that are just really like chomping at the bit to get on the show here. And so we'll cycle through our adult programming and outreach assistant, our children's librarian assistant, and our teen assistant. And we will start out with John here, who's making his way over here to tell you all the
come on down, John. Okay.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here, John.
So, yeah, I do adult programs and also do outreach. So that's what I'm going to talk to you today about, some of the programs we got going on. Tonight, we have two programs. If anybody's interested in, like, playing Magic the Gathering or Pokemon cards or anything like that, we do that monthly meeting every last Thursday of the month. So that's tonight at 6. We're also starting a new book club that starts tonight. It's called a silent book club, and a lot of people have had questions about what that is, and a patron has requested that we started doing this, and what it is it's a book club. You come in here after the library's closed, and you choose a book of your own, read it. If you want to socialize, you can. You don't have to. It's call it a silent book club, but it's also like a happy hour for introverts. So if you want to get out of the house but you don't want to talk to people, you just want to be in a quiet place, maybe you got too many distractions at home to read, you can come to the library tonight at 6 and read whatever you want to read and socialize as much as you want to socialize. So that's going to be tonight, and that's going to be an ongoing thing. Every last Thursday of the month, we're going to be doing the Silent Book Club. So... for March, we got a bunch of stuff coming up in March. You want me to hold that?
No, sure.
Okay. So spring's coming. So we've started a spring seed exchange. So if you come to the library, there's a big big exchange over there. So it's a big red, looks like an old card catalog. We put a bunch of seeds in it. So it's got vegetable seeds in it and flower seeds and things like that. So that'll be up during the whole month of March. So come get your seeds and get your tomato plants planted and start those growing.
Mm-hmm. To go along with that, we have the book display.
A display over there about gardening, all kinds of books about gardening.
Yeah, I mean, where better to learn than the library?
Mm-hmm. The local library, about that?
Another ongoing thing we've been doing every week, we've been doing a talk and tea. That's Wednesdays at 2, and those have been really successful events. We have tea, all kinds of different kinds of flavors, and we usually have some kind of a baked good, and people can just stop by and have a break, and it's a nice break in the middle of the day. The employees are there, and we get several people come. Last week we had like 16 people here just having tea in the middle of the afternoon.
It's really cool because it grew because it just started off with like some of us staff members taking turns making a baked good and bringing it in, and then people who attend them were like, oh well, I can make some scones next week, and then I can make a cake after that. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
nice. Really, yeah. Brought everyone together.
Yeah, it's been a really nice event. It's been a lot more successful than I had possibly imagined it would be, because I just, when we first started talking about it, I thought it was just going to be us.
Yeah, maybe one person come in.
Sitting around drinking tea.
Probably someone we knew really well.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but it's really grown. So we're going to, we did just think about doing it through the winter, but we're going to keep on doing it through March and into April too. On March 7th at 6, Fungus Among Us. So those of you that are interested in mushrooms, finding mushrooms, identifying them, that's what that whole presentation is going to be about. The guy doing that is a photographer. His name is Ian Adams. So he's got several photography books that's been published. So if you're interested in learning about mushrooms.
So that's always been here. Back over. It's always been kind of like interesting to me that people, I know you hear, I went mushroom hunting. Well, cool, but then it's like terrifying too, because like there's some that are really, really mm-hmm. bad for you. So I've just always avoided that situation. So it would be really cool to learn about what to look for, where to look for the right things that you can like eat. Because again, here in Appalachia, we're fortunate enough to have all of the land and the, you know, plants and all of that stuff where it can actually be something that we can do here that you can't do in the big cities or whatever. So super cool. I love that. Okay. I'll give it back to you.
I got more. All right. So that's Fungus Among Us. That's on the 7th at 6. Local author Willard Ford, he wrote a cookbook. Mm-hmm. Someone's in the Kitchen with Lizzie, I think is what it is. He is going to come and do a presentation on self-publishing a book. So if a person has got a book inside of them or a manuscript they've written, he's going to go through the process of getting up the, you know, I think he uses Amazon, their self-publishing platform. So he's going to go through the steps on that. So really looking forward to that. Every month we usually do some kind of a craft or some sort of an artistic program for adults. This month we're doing adult coloring. So I know like adult coloring books have gotten to be pretty popular. So we're going to be doing that. So using color pencils, and I'm going to have a bunch of different coloring sheets for adults.
It's funny. I was just on a cruise and that was one of the activities they did. Like literally
did
daily.
You?
No, no. I sit on my butt and like do nothing. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the daily activities, was adult coloring. I thought it was so cute.
And for those of you who are interested in music or performing, we're doing an open mic night on the 19th, again at 6. And
that can be, just elaborate on that a little bit. Like, it's not just,
you don't
musical.
Have to come in and sing.
It can be poetry readings and
yeah.
stuff like that, correct?
Yeah, anything that you want to do, it's a performance. If you want to sing a song, recite poetry. If you just want to be a member in the audience, mm-hmm. come for that. And also, at the end of the month, again, we'll be doing the silent book club and the card game like we're doing tonight. So that's what we got planned for the month of March. We're also making plans for our summer reading program. Last summer, we did a series of hikes, and they were very successful. Mm-hmm. For some of those, we had about 10, 12 people on those. This summer, we're doing Lake Catherine, and the plan for that one is to do the trail that's about to be reopened, because they've been working on one out there. I think it's going to be opening in May, and we're doing that one on June 2nd. That's the one with the bridge and the waterfall. We're doing one on Lake Alma on June 17th. And for that one, I've got Nicole Kennedy from Hopewell Health. And she's going to do like forest therapy. So tell people about how they can do like nature hikes as a form of mental health.
Love that.
Then we're going to be doing one at Leo Petroglyph on July 1st. And then on the next one we're going to do after that one will be a Jackson History Walk. And Bob Irvin's going to do that one.
Oh,
so cool. We're going to start here and just kind of go down Broadway and then up and down Main Street, and he's going to tell us about the history of the buildings.
Very, very
good.
Which
you will have plenty to say.
Yeah.
Lots to tell us.
That's some of the things we got looking forward to in the summer.
And then do you have to sign up for those ahead of time, or do you just show up?
Just show up. Yeah, yeah. None of the things we have need to be registered for. Sometimes we do, like if we have a craft that's like supplies are limited, we'll have to have people sign up for. But for the adult coloring, you don't need to sign up for that one. But some things we do. But all the things I mentioned, you can just come to those.
Cool. Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Do we want to switch out and have Melissa come in? And while she's doing that, I will touch on some of the things that we do with the outreach van.
Okay.
As you guys know, about a couple years ago, we revealed that we have the Jackson City Library outreach van. John and I take that into the nursing homes. So we go to Four Winds, Buckeye Forest, the Senior Center, and Holzer Assisted Living. Essentially, we just go in there and take some materials to the residents who obviously can't come to us. We participate in the sidewalk markets.
Yes.
Usually we like to just set up on the sidewalk and have some free books that we give away, children's adult books. We usually have some knickknacks of the library, some merch, swag. Yeah, stress balls and keychains and stuff like that. And then Kelsey from the chamber and Josie and Caleb and Kay, they've also kind of asked us to do some other events. So like, you know, in December we did the ice sculptor.
That
we arranged for that to happen, and you were, you know, kind enough to let us use that lot.
Yeah, of course.
And the touch of truck, Melissa and I organized that, put that together. So yeah, we like to just get out there and let the library be seen. Miscellaneous community events, we do a healthy aging fair, resource fairs, just things like that, just to get out there and let people see that we are out and about and mobile.
I have to think that, you know, what you do with the van, while some people might be like, why does the library have a van? Well, because of the very thing that you just said, you bring the library to people that can't get out. You should never be kept from reading and all of the resources that you guys have. And we'll see some of that stuff here in a little bit, too. Extra stuff besides books that you do here. But I just think it's such a wonderful thing that you all do in bringing the library to people, because there's so many folks that just can't get here.
Yeah. Last summer, we actually went to apartment complexes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Melissa's right. Went to the local apartment complexes. And set out, I think, there were about 8 of them, 7 or 8, because we split up in a couple different days and went to, like, you know, 4 one day and 3 the other.
And that way, you know, there were kids that were unable to get to the library.
Yes.
Yeah, parents that are working during the day or something. So it's been good getting out there. Okay, so this is Melissa, our children's librarian. I will pass the mic over to her, and she can talk.
I don't need to hold it.
Well, you're going to talk into it. You may as well hold it.
No, it's all right. We have lots going on for our kids. I'm super excited. Starting Saturday, Read Across America starts. It's March 2nd through the 6th. It's to kind of foster a love of reading and get kids. It's activities and events and partnerships that kind of help foster that love of reading. We're starting it off with a Dr. Seuss party here on Saturday at noon. We're going to have all kinds of Dr. Seuss things to do.
Are you making green eggs and ham?
We are, but
are you dressing up?
No.
Oh.
But we are making green eggs and ham. It'll look a little different, but we are doing that. And then we have also this Saturday Sprouting Melodies, which is kind of it's kind of a music program that fosters early development in young kids. And we have our normal story times, which we do Mondays and Thursdays. They say that it's one's preschool, one's toddler, but I don't really go by that, because if I just want you to bring your kids and come.
Bring the kids.
Yeah, just bring the kids and come. I don't care about the ages. We'll make it work. We're having a kids' craft party on the 6th. It's a Tuesday night. Yeah, we're just going to do all kinds of crafts. Just bring the kids. Fun. Come. It's going to be at 6 o'clock. We're just going to hang out, maybe have some snacks and do some crafts.
And remember, everything at the library is free.
Absolutely free.
Yep. Everything.
Yep. Everything.
We don't charge for anything.
Yep.
We're also having a Taylor Swift party. We're going to have Swifty Saturday.
John's really excited about
it. Well, no, I wish. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
John's really excited about it.
Yeah.
We joked with him the other day that he's a Swiftie.
It's going to be on the 30th at noon here. Just all things Taylor Swift.
Love that.
It'll be for all ages. But yeah, we just, in our summer program, we're gearing up for summer reading, and we have some really cool activities this summer coming. We have one that's Mysteries and Oddities. I don't know what it all entails yet, but it's for kids. Yeah. But we have another magician. We're working on maybe a medieval circus. We have Tommy Hill that's going to DJ our last dance party of the season, of the summer reading season. Just all kinds of things. Touch a truck. Some of the things we did last summer.
Are we doing the petting zoo again?
Yeah, that's pretty much a staple in every one of our summer readings. We book them. They're pretty consistent. We always have them, and then Melissa's been really good about mixing it up and getting some unique and
very fun.
Yeah, some fun. Yeah.
So, but yeah, other than that, I think we just every day there's something for the kids to do here every day. I mean, we have specific programs at specific times, but the kids can just come and hang out in a safe space and enjoy themselves.
And it's comfortable here, you know. It's comfortable. Like, we're sitting at one of the kids' tables, like the kids that we are. But no, let's talk about, we're sitting actually in the children's area. Let's talk about some of the books. I mean, we are in a library after all. Talk about what the kids can get into if they just come into the library.
If they just come in, they're more than welcome to, I mean, we have, as you can see, just about anything that they could possibly want
to
read.
Can you just pick a book off the shelf and read it?
Yep, absolutely. And we have comfy chairs over in that area. There's some really comfortable chairs. And they can just hang out and read. There's games. They can play games. They can do puzzles. We have a teen room. We call it the teen room, but younger kids are able to go in there too. But it has a Nintendo Switch and a pinball machine. They can go do that. They can come and just do homework. We have a lot of people who come and tutor local kids here after school. Yeah, they do tutoring here. So, yeah, there's tons of things for them to do. Tons.
And then when we have Ian on in just a little bit, he can touch on some of the things that he always has, some after school programs and stuff for the teens as well.
Very
so,
good.
Yeah. Always something.
Always something for them to do.
Very cool.
Okay, where do you want to go next? Are we ready to rotate out?
We should just give her the microphone and make her.
That's quite all right.
All right. We'll bring Ian. Ian is our your teen assistant, right?
Youth services librarian. Okay. I've been on this show before.
You have. Can you hold your own microphone?
I think so.
Thank you.
He's got like the
death. Hello. So my name's
Hi, Ian.
Hi again.
How are you?
I'm always excellent. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll tell you what I've got planned. John is doing for adult programming collectible cards. So the irony is that for teens, I'm doing traditional card games on March 7th. And that was actually backed by popular demand because we've done that several times before. And they...
You mean like poker and stuff?
I exactly mean poker, because I will let them choose, but they almost always choose poker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So March 7th at 3:30, that'll be traditional cards, probably poker, but we'll see.
And they're savage, because we sat in and played with them. And
they are,
they
but,
come for you.
You know, I try not to make it easy on them. And that's, we've done that several times before, so that one's always really fun, and the more the merrier with card games, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Just makes it a little bit more interesting. And then on the March 21st, also at 3:30, I borrowed a program from another library called March Sadness, and that is going to essentially be emo day. We're going to dress in black, maybe put on some eyeliner, listen to My Chemical Romance, maybe do some painting with a very limited color palette. So, you know, that one's kind of just a be emo, I guess.
How funny.
Yeah. And then every Tuesday we also do Roblox night for kids. That is at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7. We shut down the library for circulation and then set them up on all the computers over there. And it's kind of really just a social hour for kids. They don't have to play that. We get a lot of them that will go play the Nintendo Switch that Melissa was talking about. Some of them just like to hang out. Some of them will play chess. It's really fun. So that is from 6 to 7 every Tuesday here at the library. And I'm not sure if it was mentioned, but for our outreach, we also have been going to the school systems every Wednesday afternoon to the success programs, and that's on a rotating schedule. So yesterday we went to the middle school, and we always bring a bunch of games and stuff. So we played some board games, and we have a really big chess set and a really big checkers set, so they go crazy for that. And we've got big Jenga and big Connect Four. I guess it's just a lot of normal games that are kind of larger in size than normal. Yeah.
You, John, also do the Ryo, correct?
Yes. Ryo. Every other week we go to the Ryo Center next to the movie theater, and we set up in their doorway and try to block them from entry without getting a library book.
You will read.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Gently forcing a library book.
Yeah. So that's really all I got planned for March.
That's really cool. So I was just talking with someone yesterday that was telling me that this Magic the Gathering and whatever is like really hot again. Like I can remember like years ago it used to be, and then I feel like did it kind of cut out for a while, John, and then now it's like back again.
There's been like an anniversary of it. So.
Oh, there's an anniversary of it. Yeah.
So, that
so what do you do?
Just
trade cards? Like I don't understand it.
Magic.
It's a game.
Okay. It is a game, yeah, and they always come out with new sets and stuff like that. They're coming out with a lot of stuff all the time. I'm not the one to talk about that because I don't know anything about this game. If only we had Hunter here, he would.
It's just it's interesting to me. It's like you know the Dungeons and Dragons of my day. Like
yeah.
That's now your.
We also
don't understand it. I don't. I've never played. I don't know anything about
it. We do that too. Yeah.
Yeah, we do that too here. That is, we actually have a couple spots open. We've got, I think, one or two in one of our Dungeons and Dragons clubs. We have two, and they meet bi-weekly on Tuesdays before Roblox. And I'm the dungeon master, and we've been having a great time. Honestly, we started that at the beginning of summer last year, and those same kids have been coming basically every other week since then, and it's been a really good time, and I don't know, it's really interesting to see the kids get into it and get invested in make believe. It's really fun.
So give us a little synopsis of what that is. How do you play? Like what's the point?
Well, I have a little box, and it has a pamphlet in it that has all the scenarios and stuff like that, and so I'm basically like a referee. I've got the rule book in front of me, and they tell me what they want to do, and I tell them how the rules will allow them to do that. And so it's a lot of rolling dice. You got a piece of paper in front of you that has all your stats on it. Sometimes, like, you roll a dice, and let's say you're looking for something, and I say make an investigation check. And you roll that crazy 20-sided dice that I'm sure you've probably seen before. It looks really nerdy. You roll it. And you get a 10, and your investigation is +3. So you get a 13, really. And that means you might find something. I don't know. Depends on what you're looking for, I guess. But and then just that again and again and again.
Okay.
With a little bit of variation. But I don't know. It's a whole lot of fun, and the kids really enjoy it. There's snacks.
Awesome. Yeah, we can hear them.
Yeah. Sometimes there's just, like, random cheers, yeah. I'm sure that you hear, or groans, perhaps. But
and Ian's done a really great job with you. You just showed me some things the other day that you made, you know, props for the game pieces and stuff.
I've printed off some stuff on our 3D printers for it as well. I try to use as many props as possible. It kind of makes it a little bit more tangible for them, so it's not all up here. It makes it like an actual board game. And it's a really good time. I hope they keep coming.
And he's actually requested that we all start calling him.
The Dungeon Master.
It's true. Yeah.
So, 3D printer. Let's talk about that for a second.
Sure. I love talking about 3D printing. We are 3D printing almost constantly here at the library. There's a if you want something printed here, you're more than welcome to, but it'll probably take you a second because it's very popular. But we do all sorts of stuff. I kind of joke that mainly it's a really pricey knick-knack maker for kids. We make a lot of articulated toys, little lizards and animals, stuff like that. They're all pretty cute. I can show you some of the stuff we make. Some of the stuff is not very cute. It's kind of creepy. It kind of depends on the kid asking for it. But like I said, we're doing that all the time, and I have actually learned quite a bit about it. So this is these are a couple good examples. This is a little frog. This is actually a stock print. This came with the printer, like the file for this. So this was made by Dremel. It might say it on the bottom. It doesn't. And these are, this is probably the most popular thing that we make. These are little articulated chameleons. And I did nothing but run this through a program and put the flash drive in the printer and hit go. And it prints it right? completely like this.
Like with the hinges and
everything. Mm-hmm. I just scrape it off the plate when it's done. Just like that. You want that one? I don't think that's for anyone. Right? And
oh my gosh.
We do tons of stuff like that.
Now you sit up. Be a good lizard.
You have lizard handlers.
They're a little unruly.
They are. They don't listen very well. How
can you
cute.
Train a lizard?
I don't
know if that's possible.
Be a good lizard.
I'm not sure. I don't know if reptiles can be trained. Right. I'm not the authority on this,
oh,
though.
Fun.
If anyone's going to do it, it'll be Jennifer.
And then a bee?
Yeah, this is a bee. This one does not move. This was a request. That was one that we did yesterday. That's the first time we've done that one. I think it turned out pretty well.
The first time?
Zzz. Yep.
Cool. Wait.
Zzz. Yeah. Well, now it's going to die.
Now it's dead.
Yeah.
I killed the bee.
Can you believe that?
You come on.
You come to our library. You kill our bees.
I killed the bee. It's alive. It's still here.
Yeah. So... every once in a while, we will do something that is functional, like and
gosh.
Useful.
Where are you going with that?
Where am I going with that?
Was it the car?
Car? Oh no, I don't want to talk about that. For instance, Roger had me make like a tool organizer for him,
okay.
And because of just the plastic that we use, it's actually really durable, and I don't know.
Nice.
I think it turned out really well. Looks interesting. I don't know what he's using it for exactly, but.
Roger, what are you using it for?
Organized screwdrivers.
Screwdriver.
There
organizer.
You go. That might be the most useful thing we've made so far.
There you go.
Oh, you made a couple of the stands for the rotary golf balls.
Oh, yeah. And if you look closely at our guinea pig pen, the water mm-hmm. clips are 3D printed as well because we needed extra ones. They sort of fallen off. So my wife actually 3D modeled a clip for it, and we printed that out.
Possibilities with that thing or those machines.
Yep.
It stuff like that is just mind blowing. Like you can't mm-hmm. like the universe. Like you can't think about it because it.
Yeah. We're living in the future.
Control. Yeah. Like really wild.
Anyway. Was that all?
I think that's about all I have.
Okay, so do we want to start doing the tour?
Sure.
Okay, and before that, there was I had a note on the side of the screen here to mention elementary school book clubs. So I don't know the details of that, Melissa. So maybe come back in
Melissa.
For a second. And,
Wait.
Oh yeah, that is yours to keep now. That is
the
your
lizard.
New pet.
A lizard.
Very low maintenance.
Well, that's good because the corgi isn't.
Yeah.
Okay, elementary school book club.
No, just want to say, you know, part of our outreach efforts, we are in the schools a lot, and. A couple of schools I was able to arrange to be there to do book clubs with the third, fourth, and fifth graders. And I go a couple times a week, and they're just amazing. But it's just one of the many ways we try to do outreach and take the library, because there's kids that still go to school but can't come to the library or
sure.
don't get to come to the library. So it's an opportunity for us to make sure they have library cards if they want to use them, and just to sit down and discuss books and foster that love of reading.
And speaking of library cards, we do that too. We go into the schools and do library card signups. So.
What do you do to get a library card? What do you have to do?
They don't even have to fill it out anymore.
Yeah,
sometimes, I mean, if it's off site and we don't have our laptop or anything with us, then we have an application sheet that they can fill out, and we bring back. And usually, typically, I will input them into the system.
Mm-hmm.
I assign them a card on site and then just put it in the system. But you just, yeah, you don't, you can, there's different kinds of patrons that you can be, different levels and circulation abilities. So an adult, obviously, we ask for a picture ID, their license, and then a piece of mail with their current mailing address just to confirm.
Okay.
But students, there's a student card that you can get. So when we go into the schools and everything, they're not going to have, you know, their ID or mail on them or anything.
Right.
If you do. Cool, but you know, I don't personally carry mail around with me, so you know, so we'll just do a student card. If someone doesn't have a piece of mail with them or something, we can do one that is all ages without ID, and it just limits how many items they can check out.
Okay,
so yeah, stuff like that.
They're pretty easy.
Oh, yeah, easy to get one. And then I always say it's a very magical card.
It is, because it enables you also to do a lot of free stuff. Yeah. Like not necessarily just
not
here.
Just in House of the Library. Right. Yeah, you can get onto the Libby, yeah, and Hoopla, digital resources and circulation items on that as well. So
that's we actually use the Hoopla because once a month now we're trying to do a free movie day, kids movie day, where we clear out our Potter room, we get the big TV set up, get the popcorn machine out, and the kids can just hang out, have popcorn, and watch a kids movie, and we use the Hoopla app for that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can also, you don't have to come in person to get a library card. There's a link on our website, jacksoncitylibrary.org, where you can click to register for a library card online.
Oh.
And that goes to me. It shoots me the information, and I will assign a card and just mail it out to the person. So, yeah, that's also an option.
Is it actually a physical card?
When you register online, a lot of people, I'll leave the card number that they get assigned when they register, because sometimes they're doing that solely to get onto Libby or something.
Oh, okay.
So they've already used those credentials to log in. So I'll keep those and then just add a secondary ID, and it'll be the actual physical library card that I will then mail out to them.
Okay.
And you get a physical card as well as like a little
keychain one. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that you don't actually have to carry the actual big card.
Gotcha. Yeah. So. Cool. Okay. So let's get up from our butts and and move around.
Here, all these kids' chairs.
I know, right?
How are we going to get out of these little chairs? Right.
You want to take that back
yep,
then?
Yep, I gotcha. Okay. So we are going to start doing a bit of a tour here of the library. And I'm going to follow April.
Oh, because me?
Because you have the agenda.
The agenda was for the table sitting.
Oh.
I don't know. What do you want to see first?
I don't know.
We're in the children's section. Melissa?
Yeah.
This is the kids area.
This is our kids area. This is where the kids, they can play, make a mess. We don't care. We're very, very flexible. There's all the books, graphic novels, easies, all that. So, yeah, there's toys, computers.
They can't hear you if you don't talk to the microphone.
Yeah, we have all, like I said, books they can sit. We have toys. They can do crafts. We'll bring out craft supplies, Legos, whatever they want to play with. We pretty much make it available so that they can hang out here and enjoy themselves.
So this is how old I am. I asked them where the card catalog was, and they laughed at me, number one, and then said, it's that computer over there.
That computer over there. That's how you look up books now. It's no longer the little...
But where's the note card things?
Those are a thing of the past.
So how long's that been?
I don't know. It's been quite a long time.
Just, I'm telling on myself that I haven't been to the library in a while. So anyway, but everything's computerized, which is super cool.
Yeah. Probably as long as your crew's been alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, fine. Make me feel old, guys. Okay. All right, so kids area.
Yeah, we have those computers, and then on down that way, we have some learning. They're like learning tablets. They are educational. They're like the Kindle Fires.
Okay.
And they have nice, sturdy cases on them, but they are preloaded with educational games. They cannot access the internet.
Probably good.
Yeah, exactly. So those are for, we've got like up to age, I think 8 or 9. So. Yeah.
Okay.
So lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff. This is just the kids area. And this is just a tiny, tiny area in this ginormous library, which is really cool. Okay, cool. Well, I love the little chairs.
Yeah, we should have made
I know, right?
And then while we're here, I want to point out that we have a partnership with the Ohio Imagination Library, which is through the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, and they will send a free book to any kid as soon as they're born up until they're age 5. It's totally free. If you haven't signed up your children, you're doing a disservice, so please do so.
Exactly. Plus it's Dolly Parton, so yeah. Just be cool. Exactly. Okay, so now we are headed down the hallway, and we're going to go into the Potter room, which is super duper duper cool, I think, as long as the cords don't get stuck. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And this is our public meeting room that's available for use for civic clubs, nonprofit purposes. We just did some updating, got new carpet.
Look at the carpet.
We got a new smart
board. Isn't it cool? Which
I've got out there set up to show you something later.
Okay.
We have a cool owl camera for Zoom meetings or whatever sort of online streaming meeting you want to do. It'll follow around the speaker so that the person that's in California or whatever can see who's talking face to face.
Wait, so you can walk around and it follows you?
Yeah, it'll follow you around complete circle.
Okay, that's really cool. I've never heard of that before.
So, yeah, and if you have a presenter that likes to pace, it'll follow them. So, yeah,
awesome.
So that's available for use also upon request for the meeting room.
Now, what about, do you rent this out or anything for like wedding showers or anything like that? So this is more like nonprofit or meetings and stuff like that.
Just for community organizations and that sort of thing.
Rotary meets here, right?
Yep. Rotary meets here, the Jackson Historical Society, the Genealogical Society, Girl Scouts.
Okay.
I don't know.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Bunch of people.
And you also have some art displays in here, which is really cool.
Well, right now we have, these are all Jackson Historical pictures that are part of our collection, which I'll also show you whenever we go up front. We had smaller photos, and I took them to Brittany at Zip Systems. I'm sure you
know. Brittany.
I'm sure you know Brittany, and she worked her magic and made them larger and got rid of some of the mouse do and things like that was on there.
The mouse do.
And this is one of my favorites. This was the first car that was in Jackson.
What?
And the person that owned their house was at 21 Broadway Street, which is where you're standing.
What?
So that's my favorite picture that we that we found so far.
Who was it? Was there a name?
Do you know?
Sorry. Oh, I stumped him. I stumped him.
Sort through my memes here. It belonged to Lewis Brown, and he was the president of Star Furnace Company. And now that vehicle, at least whenever they typed up this thing on a manual typewriter, that car...
On the manual typewriter!
That car belonged to Dr. Fred William or Fred Phillips in Zanesville. So that car should still be around in Zanesville.
That is pretty cool. So. Okay. And then there's also some other historical pictures. The courthouse.
When it was on fire, which is kind of cool. And right after World War II, there's a nice... Wall of Honor for all the World War II soldiers there.
Which has disappeared, and that's a whole other situation.
Yes. And Jackson's lost and found. But
that's
always
literally.
My cool. I always like that too, because whenever the courthouse was on fire, they sent in all the high school kids to get all the records.
So we actually have a video of that somewhere in the studio, and we played it one day on the air, and we're like, they sent small children in to a burning building to try to save records.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, they did.
Well, kids were more plentiful back then. Then my other favorite over there is... President Taft, whenever he came to Jackson, he was one of the only sitting presidents that actually visited Jackson. And you can see that giant crowd of people that came to see him, people hanging out of the windows of the courthouse and off of the roof. And it's really cool to see that many
That's
people
really
get
cool.
together and be that excited about something.
Yeah, and not protesting.
Yep.
All right, well, very good. So you can come in and just take a look at those pictures as well, because... again, it's just part of our history that you may or may not have ever seen before. So, really cool. All right, Roger, where are we going next?
We will go past the fish tank.
The glowing fish. Huh. Okay, do what you got to do, man. Okay.
Are we going to the fish or are we going to
the We're going to the fish. Okay. Going to the fish.
And then on the way there, this was a sensory kit. Activity kits that Melissa put together for children or just anybody that might have the need for extra sensory perception.
Yeah, no, that's super cool. Yeah.
However, I'm not describing it very well, but at either rate, Melissa put this together. Like button sorting.
Button sorting, dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs buried in kinetic sand that you can dig out. kids seem to like it a lot. Sock sorting.
Sock sorting. How funny.
Yeah, sensory earphones for anybody that might be, you know, either on the spectrum or just in general has sensory issues and doesn't like all the noise.
Yeah.
They can wear these headphones while they're in the library because the library, especially our activities, can get a little louder than what you would imagine.
Yes, this isn't the library where everyone goes shh all the time.
Well, then this is our Pleco. He came out to say hi. He's usually hiding in his log.
Yeah, he's just chilling down there on the... Is that the one they said is a catfish?
It's not really a catfish, I don't think, but they're kind of similar.
Okay.
And then
so does he leave those neon fish alone?
Yeah, he's a vegetarian. He eats zucchini, cucumbers, stuff like that.
Do you literally put zucchini in the fish tank?
Yeah, you have to. Ian has a process. You have to like put it in ice water to blanch it because otherwise it floats. It has to sink so you can.
Hey, as long as you all know how to feed the fish, I'm good.
Like to, you know, he likes to hang out at the bottom. So, okay. So you got to get the food to him.
Got to go down.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a process.
Very good. And the neon fish?
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, I don't know their names, but they haven't told me yet.
Neon fish. Okay. All right. Well, I think we have a message from our friends at Vinton County Bank, and then we'll be back.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
All right, and we're back. So we are headed into the teen room, which is
right here.
Super cool. Okay.
We have made our journey to the teen room.
Like three steps.
Yes.
Oh, wait, you have pinball.
It's just a place where people to go after school if they would like to get away from the other people who are using the library so they can be, you know, a tad bit louder and not disturb people. Plus, they enjoy their privacy. There's a Nintendo Switch, TV you can stream from your phone or whatever to it if you would like. It's got some streaming abilities, too, if you want to watch a TV show or something like that.
Yeah.
And then we have a pinball machine from our friends at the Vinton County National Bank with our credit cards our credit cards rewards program. I spent enough money here to get a pinball machine.
That is so super cool. Thank you, Vinton County Bank.
So, yeah. So, anyway, it was, a lot of people like to come in and play that as well. So.
And you can book this room, too, just like the Potter room. So, if you have a small group or you need some privacy, you can book this room.
Okay, so you can book this room as well.
Yeah,
very good.
People, like, for like a meet with like a lawyer or something like that. You just have like a little one-on-one or like a home, job interviews or like a online doctor's appointment, telehealth. That's what it's called. Yeah, something like that. You're welcome to use this room too.
Because you can come in and use the Wi-Fi, right?
Yep.
So yeah. So if you have maybe icky Wi-Fi at your house, kind of like I do. Can come in and take advantage of...
Yeah, and we have Chromebooks also for use, so they can grab a Chromebook at the front desk, take it in there, so you don't have to bring anything with you.
Very good, see? It's a one-stop shop. All right, so where are we headed now?
We are all going to run to the front part of the library.
Are we
going
to run, really?
Well,
I love these chairs. Can I take them to my house?
We'll let you check them out. Bring them back in 2 weeks.
We'll have to ask April's permission.
Try not to shove it on the book drop when you're done with it.
So stick it in the slot. Okay. All right. So we are moving over to where are we going?
Front corner.
Okay. All right. Bear with us while we move around. This could get a little hairy. So I'm going to go this way, right?
Yeah.
You need me to go this way? Okay. Because we've got a cord here, which we weren't going to have, but now we do. So we're working around it. Oh, we have to show Roger's mug. There you go. Just in case.
Really big into cryptids. It's a less known fact about the library. We all have our favorite cryptid. I have two, Mothman and
Bigfoot. Okay.
I love them equally.
Yes. And Bigfoot, you know, has been on the program. Well, at least the people that investigate them, yeah. Right? Okay. All right. Oh, wait. We got to stop and see the guinea pigs.
We have our guinea pigs here. They are Biggles. Is the brown one over here. They're both girls. A lot of people ask. That's why there's not 12 million guinea pig babies in here.
How did you know? Did you just get lucky?
They came used from Facebook Marketplace, so we were pretty.
They came used.
So they were pretty. Yeah, at least that way we knew that, you know, they were both. Because otherwise they would have already had babies.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, that's Biggles. And then this is Gwen E. Pig.
Uh-huh.
They have their library name tag that was 3D printed on our 3D printer.
Very good.
I had to laugh.
Hang out and get pampered all day long.
Yeah, exactly. Like they get attention. So I was laughing so hard because when I got here this morning, I came right over to them. And the one had a big piece of lettuce just munching on it, like out hanging out the mouth. It was so cute.
Yeah, they get their morning salad, and then they're happy this time of year because the dandelions start coming out, and they really like dandelions. So, so you can go out and pick those and bring in.
I'm glad somebody likes dandelions because I don't.
Then of course they have their kibble and their hay, and they like pea flakes. They'll let you pet them if you give them a pea flake.
Okay, well there you go. What's a pea flake?
Just a dehydrated pea.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Okay,
all right.
So I think we're ready to...
So now we're moving. Here's the seed thing, by the way, so you can actually come in, exchange seeds. So bring some seeds, and you can take some seeds.
If you don't bring any, that's fine. You can bring some next time.
Yeah. It's just, it's basically just for people to utilize. There's some flowers.
Flowers, plants.
Very cool.
Everything in there.
Yeah. That's what we use for the card catalog thing,
yeah,
for seeds, right? That's the one. All right.
I think that Dylan's got us. Okay. We're good to go.
Okay. So we're moving over to this side of the library. I'm walking. Well, I can walk over top of you. Dylan's on the floor. I don't know. Okay. Well, wait, I'm not...
Yeah. I actually have one of those. I should have. Over here is our local history section. Got all the local history books. You're going to look at microfilm.
That's still a thing.
Family histories. Yeah, Bob Irvin comes in about every day and uses the microfilm. We do have most of it digitized, and that's a project that we're working on, too, to get it online for everybody to use at some point. We have 200 years worth of newspapers, though, so it's a process.
Yeah.
The local history display, we've got some. David Walk donated that before he passed away. A nice drawing that he did of the Kennison School that used to be down the road.
Aw, I went to Kennison.
We've got a map from 1908 of the downtown city of Jackson that's hand-penned there, so that's pretty cool. These have been around multiple different things. I think it was like a fundraiser at some point, like 20 years ago, but all the furnaces that were in Jackson. And then we have some cool Aaron Apsley artwork that he donated, thanks to your
super cool
over there that's behind the camera. And then, of course, our plants that Chuck likes to take care of.
I love the poinsettia that's 100 years old.
Yeah. One of the projects that we're doing with local history.
Hold on, I'm stuck. Okay.
One of the projects that we're doing with local history is we have a lot of the photographs, like similar to what was in the Potter room that you just seen. We're getting these all scanned and digitized. Like, this is a house that's on South Street. It was built in 1896. The house is still there. It's the corner of South and High Street. It's
very
right up
cool.
There. So we're getting these all scanned. One of our employees is working on that. And, like, this is the picture of that. That's actually a postcard of the that first car that was in there that Brittany was able to make into a nice piece to hang in the powder room.
This is all so fun.
We are scanning all of these, and we became a member of the Ohio Memory Project. You just keep dancing around.
I know. Well, I'm trying to get out of the way.
It's probably my fault. But yeah, we became a member of the Ohio Memory Project, which is a collaboration between the Ohio History Connection, State Library of Ohio, and then public libraries can join as well to contribute things to it. You can navigate down to all the different, if your fingers aren't real big, you can actually hit the right button you want. And you can navigate to, like us, Jackson City Library, if you're just interested in what we have on there. And we have some, right now, the only thing we really have on there is just some yearbooks, some newspapers, but we're still working on those. They're a little bit blurry. But we've got some behind-the-scenes work to still do on those and make them.
Oh my gosh. Work.
But, like, this is the 1973 yearbook. You can click that to open it up. And it's a big file, so it takes a little bit of time, and it's loading through Wi-Fi. So. But sure. If it loads here shortly, we will. Maybe.
It says Chromium didn't shut down correctly. Of course it's not going to, it's going to be difficult.
Everything has been difficult today. It's like Monday, but it's
Thursday. It's like Monday, but Thursday, yeah. Wait, what's that?
This is from the Grand Opera House, which was not the thing that everybody thinks of where the taxis are parked now. Mm-hmm. The Grand Opera House was actually located where PNC Bank is.
Oh.
Jackson was full of opera houses back in the day. And we've got an original ticket.
Okay, that's super cool.
And then we have the cast or something maybe of The Devil's Holiday, which was the play going on at the time. So
that's very pretty cool.
It doesn't look like that's going to load, but if it were to load, you would see a yearbook from 1973, and you might see a friend or family member in it.
Okay.
So, and then you could search by their name if you wanted to and all that's that awesome. Fun stuff. But everybody knows how yearbooks work. Just imagine it on a screen.
Yeah.
We'll let April go over.
Here's some of the fun kits, yeah.
Yeah, so we have the Beyond Books collection, so which is just everything but books, pretty much. Okay, sure. So we've got a couple backpacks here. We've got a stargazing backpack, which includes binoculars and some books of what you can see in the night sky, some guidebooks for it, a map in there as well. The nature backpack, binoculars as well, same kind of concept, and then identification books for birds, plants, rocks, minerals, all that kind of stuff, magnifying glass.
I just need that to be able to see
everything. Yeah, here you go. We've got extra. You can take it with you. Fishing rod and tackle, which we last summer we did a day over at, where were we, like Hamertown?
Yeah.
And we got to use those too and taught some kids to fish. And yeah, a lot of fun. So just you know, things you don't expect to see in the library. We have all those. We've got board games, Scrabble classics, and some puzzles to put together. So a lot of different things that you can come in, and these are all able to be checked out for 2 weeks and take home and enjoy. Then over here, this is geared towards the elderly and people who have maybe dementia or Alzheimer's or anything like that. So we call it the Cognitive Corner. It's new. We just debuted it. These, like Melissa said, that there's launch pads, preloaded tablets in the kids section. There's also a couple that we've added to this Cognitive Corner for the elderly. They're brain games, pretty much. So they're loaded with games that can help, you know, stimulate your brain and use all those skills. And then dementia kits, memory kits. This is a button sorting one. So you just have a bunch of different colored buttons, you sort them out, and they're geared towards people who are caregivers or that can help sit with the person and guide them through it. And with each memory kit, we have handouts that people are welcome to take, and then instructions in each one too. And then talking book, I'll hand it over to John because he knows about all about that.
This is a talking book, And this is for people that are vision handicapped. So this is available to them free of charge. All they have to do is fill an application. This little cartridge can hold up to 24 audiobooks. All they have to do is put it in and listen to them. So this comes from a library in Cleveland. So once you fill out the application here, it gets sent off that library. They get this in the mail. They get the cartridge with whatever books they are requesting. They finish this. They send it back free of charge. They get another one back in the mail. So for anybody that's vision handicapped or wants to do audiobooks, this is a really nice machine. And it's all free. Even the postage is paid for on those cartridges that come in. So really, really nice thing. So I really encourage people to sign up for that one. This right here is called a My Backyard Stream, and this is done with a partnership to Ohio University. This whole thing can be checked out, and it's basically a science kit for water testing. So there's about four different activities, and they can test the clarity of the water. They use these to find things like minnows, crawdads, things like that. And there's a website they can go on to log their findings. So this is a great project for homeschool kids, or if you have kids that are interested in science, technology, STEM stuff. So I really recommend people to come check this out during spring break or summer break. If you want a good science activity for your kids, really recommend this. My Backyard Stream. So it's a really neat thing for people to check out.
We will. 3D printer? Yeah, we'll move over. I remember Ian saying that we never really printed anything that was other than just like giveaways and trinkets, but as you can see over on the table, yeah. Ian did 3D print a chessboard and all the chess pieces, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you can take it apart.
It's like a puzzle.
Yeah. So.
Very fun.
Two useful things, too.
Okay.
It probably took him like 6 months to do that. But.
All right. We have a minute or so left, Roger. So
let's go over to the 3D printers and we'll let Ian talk about them real quick. And that'll pretty well wrap us up probably.
This is a Dremel 3D45. That's what both of these are. This one is currently printing, I think, with a piggy bank. And this one is doing an octopus that's kind of like that chameleon I showed you earlier.
Yeah, where it's like... Mm-hmm.
And you can sort of see, if you look on that
here,
plate...
I'm going to come over here.
If you look in here...
Oh, well, now I'm going to go back over here. Okay.
You can sort of see it's doing the tentacles right now. So the way these work, we have filament here. These are non-Dremel filaments. Dremel is... They've made it so that you have to have theirs, but we 3D printed... something that allows us to use outside filaments.
Mind blown.
I know, right? So this is called PLA, polylactic acid. This is a cornstarch-based biodegradable plastic. Mm-hmm. It goes up through the tube and into this. It is melted down and basically placed at specific points that the computer inside these knows where to place once you run the program for it. Honestly, it's a lot less complicated than it sounds. It's pretty straightforward. It's for something like this, it's about the equivalent of hitting 10 buttons, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Sounds uncomplicated. So how long does it take to do, like, this octopus?
This octopus, I think, is 6 hours, approximately. That was probably about 9. 9 is a little long for ones we do here for the reasons that we don't like to usually run them overnight and stuff like that. Depending on what it is, we will. But a lot of the stuff takes between 2 and 6 hours, probably. But obviously, there are some that take very little time and others that take a lot of time.
Okay.
Well, very good. Very good. Well, my goodness, there's been so much stuff happening here at the library today. We hope that you've enjoyed our little visit. Does everyone want to come say hey? Okay. No. All right. Well...
I'll say bye.
Thanks. We appreciate you. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you've enjoyed our little visit to the library. And come in and see them. That's the whole point. And we hope that you do. And we'll see you back in the studio tomorrow. And thank you for talking with us. All right. Bye, everyone.